Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
I love this. I just looked at it in the Passion. For all of God's promises find their yes of fulfillment in Him, and as His yes and our amen ascend to God, we bring Him glory. I love that. His yes and my amen. That's amazing.
What that amen means is you will do it. Yet not only yes, I bow to you, but it's saying I'm agreeing that you will finish me. I don't have my hands on the scriptures that where he completes what he wants of us. He accomplishes what he assigns to us. But when we say amen, we say, I give you permission, invite you to take me over and form me into what you want me to be and what I want you to do for me. I receive that you will give me a complete yes to your yes. I see that I need to write a book that quotes all the times that Jesus says he will do for you what he asks of you. But I did find one that's fabulous. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 and 24, and I love the New American still because I like it that it's the most accurate. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely. Number one. Number two, may your spirit, soul, and body be preserved complete. Number three, without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's a big order. Could I do that for me? No. Faithful is he who called you. He will also bring it to pass. Let me read that in the Passion. Now may the God of peace and harmony. Ooh, we got to soak that in. Set you apart, making you completely holy. See, the bride, the most difficult thing I'm writing about, I think, is about the holiness that he requires of the bride. It's called sanctification. It's a process of becoming holy that is the gift of God. Next he says, and may your entire being, body, soul, and spirit, be kept flawless completely in the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Anointed One. He's coming soon. He could come at any time. And that's what it's meant. In the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ is when he comes for the bride. The one who called you by name is trustworthy and will thoroughly complete his work in you. And there are many scriptures, even in Proverbs and Psalms, that he will complete what concerns us.
This is one I was thinking of, and it's in I memorized it in the King James, so that's how I'm going to read it. Being confident of this very thing, that he, which hath begun a good work in you, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And he will complete it. Other versions say he'll complete it, but he will do it for us. He is willing.
But unless I give my yes, amen to that, it doesn't happen. He does complete, he does fulfill, but he doesn't do it without my yes choice. He doesn't do it with my want. He does it with my choice. And that's, you know, it's huge. It really is huge. We want to be the master of our own destiny. We are by our choice. He does, but we choose.
I'm just thinking about what I always say, that it's not easy. It costs everything. I'm thinking of this song. I'm listening to this bluegrass song. It says, everything I've got is done and gone. Oh, I can laugh at that. Yes. Good riddance. But I've been singing it to the Lord. Everything I've got is done and gone. And the other part is done and pawned. So I'm going to take some things to Goodwill and call it my pawn. But it will cost you everything. And you'll have everything and more than you would ever imagine. God will pour out my life verse. That I was all alone reading the scriptures, and I considered that this verse was the core of it all. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, Joan, what you mentioned. And his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you, and the things that you need to live and serve him will be poured out. And the special outpouring is of his own holiness, his own purity, his power over nature, over man, over everything will be in place for you. It's the most incredible. Don't miss it. Don't miss it by saying a sweet no, and then you go and do your own thing and call it Jesus. Don't miss it, because there is a story he wants to write on your life of his own glory, but you will be swallowed up and carried with him into his glory. And it's not to be missed. It would be the greatest tragedy, greater than any tragedy that could happen to you, would be to fail to say yes to him, and it's never too late. It's never too late. Everything, if you say now, yes, Lord, a total yes, I am yours. I will follow the Lamb wherever he goes. Then all the years of your no will be transformed into your story. And they won't be lost of meaning. Job's life was full of suffering, but in the end, he saw God face to face. And he was greatly transformed and greatly treasured by God. And that what he did was grapple with life. But he also said, though he slay me, yet shall I serve him. That choice was made in Job, and it transcended all his suffering and brought him to a glorious end. John just found this one, Philippians 1:6 in the NLT. And I am certain that God, who began a good work within you, will continue his work until it finally finished on the day when Jesus Christ returns. That's so precious and so real.
It puts the responsibility on him to start it and to complete it, but that still doesn't preclude, is that the word? My choice. I still have to choose to be with him. I still have to choose it. I still have to. He puts that responsibility on me. And I love it. I love it. That's the only part, but it's huge, because the choosing is the hard part.
Joan said this, and it's not easy, but it's simple. That's what I always think. It's complex. Your destiny is more complex than you could ever spiritually or mentally comprehend it. I'm elderly, and I really don't comprehend this so much about my own life, how I can't see it. I think I realized a long time ago that humanity needs both a struggle and an adventure. And there's two things we avoid. The adventure, we've got to have the courage to face. The difficulty requires a lot of character to face. But I've always felt that the incentive is you would not want to miss what he has planned for you. It's a simple yes in a very complex program of your life is being written. An adventure and a struggle. A fight. It's in us to want to fight. And there is a legitimate fight. There's the fight of faith. But we are geared to be perfectly suited to that adventure, because we need an adventure. There's nothing worse than a boring life. That's worse to me than sickness or anything else. But boredom is, we're not destined for boredom. I can't keep up with him. I can't keep up with all he's poured out. It is a huge outflowing from heaven, from Jesus. And the yes receives it, and the no doesn't even know it exists. The yes is in the middle of it, even not knowing what's going on. Another has the rule. Another has the story. Another has the agenda. And you are taken with him by that yes to places that you didn't plan to go. Wonderful and terrible. But it's an adventure. And it creates the correct situation for you to become.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.